This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch. Yes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk. It's Selection Sunday. Patrick and I are here to break down all the action from the Big Ten tournament, preview the granddaddy of them all, the big March Madness tournament. And the selection show starts in about 2 minutes, so we're doing kind of a live reaction for the first time, and I'm excited to see how this goes. Thanks for being with me and for the idea, Pat.
Yeah, of course. Thought it'd be fun to break it down live, and we're just moments away from the bracket being released. So I thought, let's get things started.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys all remember, of course, last year, Illinois won the Big Ten tournament. They were on a very hot streak heading into this tournament. They ended up as a one seed. And of course, as we all remember, lost before making it to the Sweet 16 to Loyola Chicago. This year, similar expectations to start the season, expected to finish top the Big Ten. That they did, clinching a share of the regular season title. Not the same luck in the Big Ten tournament. And Illinois is currently projected somewhere around the 4-5 line. With Iowa winning the Big Ten tournament over Purdue, a lot of people think those two teams might flip. I personally don't, because I think beating them head-to-head twice and the quad one wins, Illinois has should keep them above Iowa. But Illinois could end up as a 4 or a 5 here, so we'll see. But like I said, Big Ten tournament didn't quite go as planned.
No, and I said it on our last podcast. I didn't want us to win, and I was sad because the way we lost, like we should have won the game. But that was disappointing. But like I said, like, you think Iowa was going anywhere in this tournament now? Like they were all gas, no brakes the last 5 weeks of the
Their only loss was a stunner to Illinois where they missed 10 free throws.
Right. So they're on a roll right now, but they're gassed. I mean, I don't know if you watch this game and the amount of slipping on the court that was being done. I don't know why they didn't like wipe it off like enough. Like, I don't know what was going on, but people were slipping all over the place. I was like, you know what? I'm kind of glad we're not playing this game right now. Like it was a rough game, and it was a borderline a dangerous game. So, I don't know. I wasn't too upset about Illini losing that game. It was just the way they lost. It was a bummer.
Yeah, absolutely. It finished 65-63. Illinois had a decent game, actually a decent game from like two players. Coleman Hawkins was phenomenal, career high 18 points, including 4 threes, which was huge. Kofi Coburn had 23 points and 10 rebounds. He was excellent. Defensively, he struggled a little bit. TJD finally got things going against him. He scored 21 with 7 rebounds. And then offensively, Trent had 11 points. Most of those were in the first half. Alfonso Plummer only 6. I think he went 2 of 13 from the field. And then Curbelo, he had 5 points and 10 rebounds with 4 assists. He had some good and some bad. So take Curbelo out of things. He was okay. Kofi and Coleman were good. Frazier, Williams, and Plummer were not.
Yeah. No, they sped everyone up, or they sped us up, and I think that's where we lost the game. It came to a point where and when you have Curbelo on the floor, this is where I think, or I disagree with a lot of Lion fans. A lot of Lion fans said that, hey, we should keep it fast as they're starting to announce the brackets here, Anthony.
Gonzaga with the number one overall seed in the West region, and they'll be taking on Georgia State on Thursday.
Yeah, I'll see if we're in the we might be in the West group, so it might be coming up here. But anyways, really quick, back to the Illini. They sped us up, and when you have Curbelo on the floor, you got to keep it fast. So I think a lot of Illini fans want to keep it fast because that's Curbelo's pace. But we should have slowed the game down, and I felt like that's where we lost it.
Maybe a little bit less
of Curbelo, and people will say, "Well," and I want to, because Curbelo got unnecessary amount of hate this week.
I agree. He was good. I mean, he was solid.
It was just in that moment, we didn't need his pace. So that's where I was like, maybe take him out. But to say that like we're a losing team with him is just completely inaccurate. I don't know if you read the Athletic article.
I did.
I just didn't think that was a fair assumption to make on his game.
So before I continue with that, the 4-5 in the West region is going to be Arkansas and Connecticut. So Illinois is not going to be playing in the West. So I guess we'll keep watching. So far, Gonzaga, Arkansas, UConn, Boise State, Memphis, New Mexico State, Vermont, and Georgia State are all in the West. And now back to your Curbelo point. I agree. He missed some free throws, but he was the only one creating anything offensively in that second half. Frazier was really bad, turned it over crucial moments, and Alphonso Plummer lacked all confidence needed. He made his first two threes, didn't make anything after that. And the problem for me is when you have that guy passing up wide open threes, that you're not going to win that game. That's the guy you want taking a shot. And if he doesn't want to take it, somebody else has to. But Curbelo is the only one getting it inside to Kofi and freeing things up for Coleman. So for that reason, I think you needed him in that game. Obviously, he had some turnovers and he'd like to have some free throws back, but he also grabbed 10 rebounds. Oh. Coleman only had 4. Like he was okay.
Yeah, he was okay. Rutgers in. I'm surprised. Rutgers, I thought they might get kicked out. It's clear Alabama 6. Quad 1 wins, man. I think that's what they're looking at here.
Yeah, Rutgers in at an 11 against Notre Dame in the play-in game. The interesting thing there, that means the Big Ten's probably going to have 9 teams. Michigan State
7. Wow.
Wow. Early.
That game, that Rutgers game, is going to be great. Notre Dame, I felt like, should have been a higher seed than an 11. I felt like they were really counting out the ACC this year, but quality wins, man. They went out.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just about wrapped up with the West. Michigan State has a tough matchup against Davidson in the first round.
Yeah, you don't like seeing that. I wonder who this 2 seed is going to be here.
Duke.
Oh, man. That's going to be a rough group to play. Duke Gonzaga. That'll be a great game.
This reminds me of the bracket when Zion was there. I think it was Duke Gonzaga as a 1-2 instead of a 2-1, but so that's how the West shapes up. The 15 that'll be playing Duke is the only one they haven't released. See, okay, California Fullerton. They just won their conference last night. I don't know if you watched any of that game. I had it on just because nothing else was on. They were down like 15 and came back to beat Long Beach State.
Yeah, that was a good game. I only watched part of it, though.
You probably watched when Long Beach State looked like they were going to punch a ticket.
Yeah. They were a good team too. I was surprised that they lost.
Yeah, me too.
I rechecked the score. This is an interesting bracket though.
Yeah, so we'll get back here. Final thoughts on the Indiana-Illinois game. It goes down to the wire. Trace Jackson-Davis makes a couple of free throws. Coach Underwood calls a timeout, draws up a play. Trent Frazier throws a pass out of bounds looking for Coleman Hawkins after they forced him out of a drive. Indiana misses their free throw on the other end. Illinois gets another chance at it and Curbelo drives to the rim, misses, and Indiana escapes with a win. My initial thoughts were, I like drawing it for Frazier. He didn't get what he liked. He wanted to pass it, but you can't do a no look pass there. You got to know that guy's going to be there. And secondly, that final shot Curbelo taking, I'm not mad about it because Frazier just turned the ball over and Plummer had no confidence. I think it had to be
Curbelo.
Had to be Curbelo.
Yeah, you can't like, and I made those comments about speeding the game up. Like with 2 seconds or with what was it, 4 seconds left in game 5? Like, yeah, Curbelo's taking that shot. And I want him to take a shot every time. He's the fastest guy down the floor. He's most confident in that shot. He's able to get to the hoop. I think my issue with the game was like you said, it was just sloppy down the stretch. Got to get Kofi even more involved and Kofi's got to find his confidence. But my end of thoughts were, look, now we've got to go in hungry, right? Like we got to go into this tournament super hungry to play. You got a Trent Frazier, like a bad mishap in the Big Ten tournament. Like he's not going to make that mistake again in the regular tournament. No way.
Yeah, that was the one. The one benefit that I, you know, you were more of a fan of me than them losing early, and I kind of let you talk me into it. Obviously, the rest is huge. Brad said after the game, we were an exhausted basketball team last year. We will definitely take these days. So that part I get. But the other part of me was like, last year they came riding into the tournament on such a high, they probably just thought they were kind of going to coast to the Final Four as a one seed. This year you're going to be, for most of the year, they were thinking a 3, 4, or 5. And they're probably going to come in somewhere in those three today. You're going to have to claw. You're going to get a fight in the first round. They're going to have to be a totally different level of motivated and locked in to make a run. And I think losing to Indiana in the Big Ten tournament might help them get there.
Yeah. No, I 100% think that. And I thought it was going to come against Michigan. I was wrong there. But look, yeah, that was I'm fine with it. Like, I'm fine with how it is. It's good that we get the rest. I think Brad said himself, we're an exhausted team. We came home Thursday night. That's 3 more days of rest that Purdue and Iowa didn't get. And Purdue and Iowa both had to play insanely hard games. Look, I'm fine with it. Completely fine with it. Now let's go get to the Elite Eight.
Absolutely. And like you said, Purdue and Iowa were the teams that faced off in the Big Ten Championship. We'll do a quick recap of that tournament. In the first round, Northwestern beat Nebraska and Penn State beat Minnesota. Then on Thursday, Indiana came back to beat Michigan. Iowa destroyed Northwestern. Michigan State narrowly beat Maryland, and Penn State narrowly beat Ohio State. Any surprises there? I was surprised to see Ohio State go down. And obviously I thought Michigan would win the other two. Iowa and Michigan State, I expected.
Yeah. Surprise, Michigan lost early. I think they're out of the tournament. Unless money really plays a big role, in which I'd be shocked. Like, if they let money decide the tournament that much. But shocked that they lost, especially with everything that was on their line there. Shocked about how Michigan State did. Michigan State played great. I don't know if you mentioned them.
That's one I was expecting, and we'll get into that next game that they had there. But I was expecting them to go on a mini run here.
Yeah, I was shocked there. But they played great. Like, I mean, Michigan State's got something to prove, right? They got Davidson and Duke, probably one of our two hardest games coming up in this tournament. I we'll see how they do. I'm curious. I'm most shocked that Rutgers is in this. Sorry to circle back, but
no, you're good. Duke definitely
I cannot believe Rutgers is in this tournament.
Duke definitely doesn't want any piece of Michigan State in that second round. They're going over the South region now. Arizona's the one seed, kind of a no-brainer. I thought they could have been the one overall, but they went with Gonzaga for that. Really quick to recap the Big Ten tournament. Then Indiana beat Illinois on Friday. Iowa beat Rutgers. Michigan State beat Wisconsin. That might be a bit of a surprise to some, but I was expecting Wisconsin to go down early. And then Purdue beat Penn State to advance to the semifinals, which had Iowa narrowly beat Indiana thanks to a Jordan Bohannon buzzer beater. And Purdue beat Michigan State in a close one. And then Iowa beat Purdue in the championship today to clinch a Big Ten championship title.
Yeah. So here's what I'll say about this Purdue team. I was really glad that we're doing this. And the reason why I want to do this is I think that this Purdue team will be the best, most forgotten team maybe in college basketball history. Think of all the weapons they have. They have 5 guys that can hit an open 3. Zach Edey, Trayvon Williams, one of the most well-rounded center forwards in the Big Ten. Zach Edey, who's 7'4", and a lottery pick, and they couldn't win the Big Ten tournament, and they have been a letdown all year,
Yeah, they didn't win a share of the Big Ten the regular season, won't win a Big Ten tournament, and according to metrics, won't go far in the big tournament.
So, like, are Purdue fans mad at Matt Painter? Like, this team, like, and this game totally, in my opinion, exposed their defense. I mean, Illinois.
Illinois in the South region, they have to play Arizona if they advance. Illinois' first round matchup will be Friday in Pittsburgh against Chattanooga.
All right. No Akron. I thought it might be Akron. They played John Gross.
No Akron. And a win would put Illinois against the winner of Houston.
UAB.
And UAB. And if you win that game, you likely get Arizona to advance to the Elite Eight. Wow. I wanted my one thing I wanted to do was avoid Arizona at all costs, and it doesn't look like they'll be able to.
Yep. Looks like you'll meet them in the Sweet 16. Yep. Well, you get a round two with Arizona, right? If you get there, first you got to get through Chattanooga, the Mox. They're a team that's been in the tournament, I think, at least twice in the last 5 years.
And get through Houston. They're no joke.
Yeah, Houston's no joke. There's a little bit of a Kelvin Sampson, the coach there. They're pretty good. Man, I'm surprised Houston got a 5 seed, too. I thought they might be a 3.
And Michigan an 11.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's a money play. Totally a money play.
Michigan being seated above Rutgers is a crime.
Yeah, they should be in the – they should at least be in the play. They should have switched them. They should be in the play game, Michigan.
Wow, Tennessee, the 3.
After winning the SEC, too. That's shocking.
You could have seen them down on a 2-line.
Yeah, after this weekend. I mean, they had an easier route than most. They don't have to play Auburn in the big game. When they play Longwood, that'll be a fun game. I don't know. I don't have too much hope in Tennessee going that far.
I think they might have
Barnes doesn't go that far in the tournament.
Yeah, I think they might have kind of exhausted themselves out here.
Would have liked to have seen an LSU as the
five.
As our 5. Yeah, I think we got the best of the 5s. Because I think Houston probably could have been a 4.
I mean, they went to the Final Four last year. Oh, man, Ohio State, Loyola, Chicago. That's going to be a brawl.
Oh, that'll be a great game.
And then I'm betting the 2 in that region.
Kentucky?
Probably, right? This is the
Kentucky.
This is the South. Oh, Villanova.
Villanova gets the South.
How is Nova?
Yeah, that's weird. I'm surprised because that means.
Okay, oh, your man, two ones left are Baylor and Kansas. And your 2 twos left are Purdue and Kentucky. That means Auburn's a 3?
No, I bet Purdue got bounced to 3. And
Auburn's a 2.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. So Auburn probably got the – oh, that's so weird. They even put Auburn at the 2 for the South. Why did they do that? That's so weird. You would think that they would give – because I assume both teams requested that be their conference.
Yeah, that is tough.
That is very unusual. Did you catch anywhere we're going to be playing at, by the way?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. That's fun. Well, that's a drive.
At least it's not Indianapolis.
Yes. You kind of were hoping that they'd play.
Milwaukee would have been fine, but Indianapolis, all we do is lose there.
Yeah. Man, sorry, just reeling it in. I'm sending out my tweet right now, Anthony. I know.
So Illinois is the 4 in a bracket that has Arizona as the 1, Villanova as the 2, Tennessee as the 3, Houston as the 5, Colorado State the 6, Ohio State the 7, and then Loyola Chicago also in that region as well. If Illinois makes the Sweet 16, which a lot of people have said it's Sweet 16 or bust for Illinois, if they make the Sweet 16, it'll set up a rematch against Arizona, who I think has been Illinois' toughest challenge this season.
Yeah, no, it's – yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really reeling from this. I'm shocked that – and not think we were going to be in the South. I thought that we might be in the Midwest because I'm trying to think who would be – do you think they're going to put Purdue in the Midwest?
As a 2, maybe.
Because they put Rutgers in the West. Well, they're not in the West, not in the South. Purdue – yeah, wow. Purdue got bounced out of the 2. Well, should have won the Big Ten, right?
Yeah, if you win nothing, I mean, what do they want?
Yeah, there's definitely this is going to be a great tournament. I got to say, because the way that these seeds are coming out, you know, Providence winning the Big East regular season title and probably being a 5 seed is crazy. And then you got a UConn at 5 as well. A dangerous team. UConn's kind of due for a win, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, moving on to the Illini, they play the Mox. Chattanooga was not the team I was hoping to get. I don't know if you heard this, but there was rumors we'd played John Gross's Akron team.
And yeah, that was rumored.
And you know how cool it would have been? How, like, totally, redeemable Illinois basketball could have been if that was the case? If they had to play – oh, man, if Auburn was the one, too, that would be crazy. Or at least the two. They would have had to play – say they win the first game against John Gross, former head coach, then play against Kelvin Sampson, who used recruiting violations to out-recruit Eric Gordon, and then redemption game against Arizona in the Elite Eight or Sweet 16. And then say Auburn makes it too. The next game in the Elite Eight is against Auburn, against Bruce Pearl. That would have been – that's too good. That's like storyboard good.
Yeah. Who was the 8-9 again? I can't remember.
In the in our division? Pulling it yes. Up. I had the tournament. I don't know why. I had the official official live bracket here. I got it right here.
SMU?
Seton Hall and TCU.
Okay. Seton Hall was 8?
Yep.
Interesting.
Wow. Can't believe they're going to play a Kelvin Sampson team. That is big news. So Wisconsin also probably a 3 seed as well. That was pretty safe today, wouldn't you say?
Unless they moved Iowa up to a 4.
So the rumor was today too. So does that mean, do you think Indiana's in it too then?
Yeah, Indiana's safer. Indiana was safer than Rutgers and Michigan coming into today.
Right. And I heard, well, the rumor today was that the bracket was set and pretty much no matter what happened, it was going to be this way. So I still would be shocked if Iowa didn't get a 4 seed, though. I mean, after winning the Big Ten tournament.
Right, but who do you move off, right? Because Wisconsin.
Maybe Houston was the team they moved off. That's probably what they did.
Houston to a 5?
Yeah, they kept UCLA at 4. Kept Illinois at 4. Kept Arkansas at 4.
And Providence is probably going to be a 4, too.
No, Providence will be a 5, I bet.
Providence is going to be a 5? Yeah. They're not a 5.
Yeah, I know. This tournament's going to be really good.
All right, here's the, I believe, East region. With, oh, no, Midwest region. Kansas Jayhawks, number 1 seed. They might, not a lot of teams... Not a lot of people expect Kansas to go far, so this will probably be the year they do. They're the 1. And Texas Southern against Texas A&M CC is playing in the 16 game. And I believe, so yeah, this is the Midwest. 8-9 is going to be San Diego State. Interesting. I'm still focusing on Illinois. I'm surprised Houston's a 5. Their KenPom rating is very high.
Yeah, it is. This Chattanooga team is
Iowa's a 5 still.
A good team. I'm doing just a little bit of scouting on this team. They got the one thing that'll kill Illinois. They're 72 on KenPom. That's pretty great. It's got to be one of the top of the lower conferences. Davidson up there at 41.
Man, Iowa being a 5 against Richmond is an interesting game.
Wow, Iowa the 5. Well, the tournament did them a little bit dirty. They didn't change. So it was true. They basically had the tournament set last night, and they weren't going to make big changes, except for Richmond being the 1. Providence a 4. Okay.
Interesting.
So we were wrong. We switched Iowa and Providence. We were speculating a little too hard there.
I'm surprised.
So Chattanooga is an interesting team. And
they get in with a buzzer beater over Furman last weekend.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
South Dakota State might beat Providence too. They're always my favorite team to pick as an upset. Any of the Dakota States. Oh, LSU dropped to a 6. Interesting.
Oh, no Will Wade. What did you think of that, Anthony? Did you hear about that news?
Yeah, that's another news. LSU parted ways with their coach, Will Wade, which has many people expecting Adam Miller back into the transfer portal.
I can't imagine he'll leave. Certainly a big day for him, but I don't think he will leave.
Wisconsin, the 3.
Yep, that makes sense.
Playing in Milwaukee.
In Midwest, so they gave them priority over Purdue. Fair, I guess, because they beat Purdue.
Purdue might be the 2.
I think that's unlikely. I think we got 3. It's not surprising they didn't do 2 3s and 2 4s for the Big Ten because they're probably not getting a 1 or 2. Colgate, that's a nice game for them.
Yeah, it is. Real quick, I'm taking a look at some of these stats. They're led by Malachi Smith, averages 20 a game with 6 rebounds on Chattanooga. David, I'm guessing it's Juan Baptiste is how you say it, or Jean Baptiste, 14.5 a game. And then Silvio de Sousa is the only other guy averaging more than 10 and 7.
Do you recognize that name, Anthony?
De Sousa?
Yeah.
No.
Former Jayhawk.
Kansas?
Yes. Yeah, he transferred 2 years ago.
All right, he's 6'9", 250. His matchup's going to be 7'3", 300.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Auburn, the 2 in the Midwest.
Yeah, he that was a pretty big recruiting battle between the Blue Bloods for D'Souza, and I can't remember exactly why it didn't work out in Kansas. We might have been like top 10 for him. I think we recruited him, but it didn't work out in Kansas. I did not know he went to Chattanooga. Also, very nervous. Malachi Smith, just based off his size, is a nightmare matchup for us. 6'4", 205, from Belleville, Illinois. That's just that is not something you want to see.
Yeah, he's a tough guard. 6'4". He played Wright State before going to Chattanooga. The thing about Malachi Smith that is interesting, big body.
Yep.
200 pounds, and you know, Trent's what, 6'1", 180?
Yes, he's that guard that we have a hard time guarding.
Yeah, so that's a tough matchup. But aside from that, I like Kofi against them. I think your way of beating them is probably speed it up, right? Get in transition.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it's going to be, you're going to have to play them like you're going to have to shoot well against them is what I would say. Cause if they're going to try and body you with Smith, you're going to have to play them like Penn State and shoot lights out pretty much from 3.
Yeah.
And feed Kofi, give him as many points, right? Cause Seuss is not as big of a player as him.
They don't fare well. They're not a good rebounding team. So that's encouraging.
Because so I imagine we don't see, that's the thing. This is the nice thing about Coleman Hawkins playing well down the stretch. You don't need to really worry about inside too much. But I'm curious who will have Smith, because Batiste will probably be Trent Frazier, if I had to guess. We haven't really done any scouting on them, Chattanooga, yet. I was right. I had all my notes prepared for Akron, so I thought for sure they'd give us Akron. But yeah, we'll probably later in the week, Anthony. I think you and it probably will be Tristan. We'll do a podcast breaking this game down. But yeah, I'm shocked. I'm shocked so far by this tournament. This is what March is all about.
Yeah, we haven't even started the games yet, and we're already surprised.
Yeah, Rutgers is 11 over Michigan, man. That just goes to show you how much money matters in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, but there is one more region to go. Purdue hasn't been mentioned yet. Baylor hasn't been mentioned yet. Haven't seen Indiana yet.
Yeah,
every
no
other Indiana. Big Ten teams been mentioned so far? No UCLA yet.
No Kentucky yet either.
That's a big one. So one Baylor, two Kentucky, three Purdue, four UCLA. That bracket's loaded.
Yeah, that one's a scary one to be a part of.
They are loaded there. Wow. Yeah, and they'll have yeah, that is a good bracket there.
It's a good region to be a part of. This is shaping out to be a good one, like I said earlier.
I really think the toughest region is the Arizona one, just because I think they're such a good team. I think the Kansas region with Kansas, Wisconsin, Auburn, I think that one's kind of up for grabs. And then the Gonzaga Duke region should be entertaining as well. Yeah, they're all going to be exciting.
Yeah, looking a couple ahead too. Houston's going to be a troublesome team. They just beat up on Memphis today.
Oh, Marquette hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah, they might be out.
I think they're going to have a rematch against Murray State.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
They get smoked a lot again.
They were projected like 9-10 range, but, and I imagine they'll be in. I don't know why I said that, because they gave Villanova 2 over Purdue, which that, I think that was probably a little bit ridiculous. Or Kentucky. I mean, if they could put Purdue at 2 and Kentucky at 3, right?
UCLA being a 4 just seems criminal.
No, you watch them get blown. I mean, blown out by, they don't have any quality wins. It's the same issue they had last year.
No, they beat Arizona.
Yeah, they beat them once, though, and they lost twice to Arizona.
Yeah, but I mean, beat them handily once, lose close twice. I don't know.
At Arizona, that was a pretty handedly win by Arizona.
The first game UCLA won by 16.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can't, I don't know. They didn't they play Oh no, they lost to Gonzaga.
Baylor's won. No Baylor shot.
Baylor's the one. Yeah, so checking in on last year's Final Four teams, Baylor's going to be a 1, UCLA is likely going to be a 4, Houston is a 5, and Gonzaga, the number 1 overall. And we got North Carolina in 8. I think they'll probably take on Marquette or Murray State.
Let's see where they put Marquette. Ah, they're lining up the shot. Oh, there it is.
I know.
Marquette it is. Very nice. It's a good game for Shock Smart. That'll be a great game. Fort Worth, too.
St. Mary's is going to be in here, too. USC.
That's a tough game. Man, Purdue. Good thing we're not Purdue, right?
Where are they?
They got to be a 3 in this one, so they'll play –
St. Mary's is going to get the winner of Wyoming, Indiana.
2 play-in games for the Big Ten. So Big Ten got in 9 teams this year. That's insane.
That's nuts. Yeah, you've got Purdue, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois,
it's a tough
Rutgers, game for Wyoming. Indiana, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State.
That's
Virginia Tech, too.
Yeah, they got to be in somewhere. They'll probably be the 10, probably then.
Probably against Marquette.
No, Marquette's playing UNC.
Oh, right. Murray State, I meant.
Yeah, Murray State. All right. UCLA at the 4. Yep.
UCLA the 4. They might go on another run.
I don't know if they get out of this, though. Their second game, St. Mary's, that's tough. Akron. Oh, at least the John Gross in the first round.
A lot of fun there.
That'll be a great game.
Then Texas is your
city. Oh, man. Chris Beard's Texas in the tournament, too. I'm telling you, this is the East region is the region of death. No wonder why Villanova didn't want to be in it.
Virginia Tech is going to beat Texas.
We'll see. Texas A&M, they didn't get called, did they, either? I wonder if they got booted. There's a lot of teams that could fit in these last 3.
Yeah, I mean, you still need
them not make it. Purdue,
you still need USC, Murray State, and Kentucky to come in here on the bottom.
Yeah, none of these guys look excited on Purdue.
They're still in Indy. That's the same place I was.
Yeah. None of them look excited to play this bracket. This bracket looks...
Oh, and they got Yale. They might lose first round.
I don't know. I think Princeton was the better team today. I don't know if you watched that game. That was a fun one to watch.
All right, so I'm predicting these last four. Murray State against...
A&M?
USC still hasn't been called, have they?
No.
They'll probably be the 10 then.
Did I miss Texas A&M getting in? They should definitely be in.
I bet they play Kentucky at the 15.
San Francisco at the 10, though. That's pretty substantial. That's another team we didn't talk about. So Texas A&M doesn't even get in, unless I completely missed them getting
in. I don't think I missed them. They didn't get in unless they're a 15.
And I don't think they would have put them at 15. They got at least one more. San Francisco deserved to get in. Wow. Yeah. No, Texas A&M. You're gonna put Michigan in over Texas A&M.
How did USC not make it?
We had to have missed them too.
I thought they were pretty good this year.
Yeah. Nope. They're out. Dang. Really, really weird to see those teams not in it. I think you got to be upset at the Big Ten, right? Like, Big Ten's got to show out because Rutgers gets in and Indiana and Michigan over USC and Texas A&M. That is criminal. I thought the SEC had a pretty good season this year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised not to see USC in there. I'm surprised Texas A&M, after the run they went on in their conference tournament, doesn't hear their name called.
That's how weak. I mean, USC was third in the Big Pac-12 this year.
That's the tough part about the Big Ten, because, you know, you got a team in the middle of the road who has, you know, five wins, you know, five quad one wins just because they win some.
Oh, no, we missed it. USC is in. There were seven. They played Miami.
Oh, I totally missed Miami, too.
There we go.
Okay. Thank goodness. I was going to say that'd be
our gripes were off. So our only gripe is A&M. My only gripe, A&M not in it.
First four teams out are the teams on standby if there's a COVID outbreak: Dayton, Oklahoma, SMU, and Texas A&M.
That is a criminal thing to do to Texas A&M after the weekend they had.
Absolutely.
I mean, the SEC has had a great season this year. I mean, one of their best. They had three real contenders. And the team that I don't think anyone really thought was going to win the SEC tournament won the SEC tournament. I mean, they got blown out today by Tennessee, but they beat Auburn and Florida in the SEC tournament and Arkansas. They blow out Arkansas. You're not going to put them in. That's tough. That is ridiculously tough. Feel bad for Aggie fans. Unless I miss them too, but I'm fairly
sure. No, they're not. It says here, first four out.
That is crazy. SMU got bumped too. That was not right. So they went quality wins more than net rankings, I think, because you get Oklahoma not in it. They could have been at Porter Moser again.
And I probably would have picked them to win a game or two.
SMU over Wyoming is questionable too.
You want to know what I don't like, Pat?
Yeah, let me know.
Houston is the number four team in KenPom. Number four behind Gonzaga, Arizona, and Kentucky. That means 2 years in a row, if Illinois gets past their first round game, they get a top 10 KenPom team in the round of 32.
Yeah, that's rough. That is rough. That is rough, but I don't know. Statistics can only go so far. It's hard. I don't know. I said this last time too, and I will eat my words on it again if they do it. But for those lower teams, Houston? What are Houston's quality wins this year?
Memphis yesterday.
Memphis has had a good down. Has been good down the stretch, but they really haven't given you a lot. Right.
I'm looking for any ranked games here.
They don't have a quad one win. Houston doesn't have a quad one win.
They lost by one to Bama. They beat Oregon, lost to Wisconsin. Yeah, I mean, maybe they're not that good.
The highest net they've beaten is SMU, and they didn't get in the tournament.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I just think.
I mean, most of the.
How were they ranked four in
wins, or where they get 18 of their games?
How are they ranked four in KenPom, though?
Efficiency. They're probably extremely efficient, but they're extremely efficient at beating bad teams. You know, that's where there might be an error in the way that we think about this, because, I mean, we played way more quad one and quad two games than them.
That's true.
They get 18 of their wins from quad three and four. We go 10-0 in that. They go 18-0, we go 10-0. Then from there we were 6-6 in quad one, 6-3 in quad two.
So like 12-9.
12-9. So compared to their 10-5.
So we're more tested.
Yeah, we're weathered. And we didn't play. They played in the championship game today. Don't forget that.
That's true.
So that'll be a good game. They should probably have been a four, though.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Providence that five.
There's any at least like 20 teams that I think could win it all this year. So we'll see. Maybe if you had to pick right now your final four, what do you think?
Let me take a good look at this. Dude, Duke has a really tough first three games. Like all the way going to the Sweet 16, they are playing rough games. Texas Tech, I mean, the way that they've been able to mold with all the transfers that they've had, you play Michigan State or Davidson in the second round. You know, Michigan State's been kind of hot, or at least was hot in the tournament. They were super cold heading into it, but I don't know, dude. I'm curious, maybe even an Alabama team.
I think I've got, just initial looking at it, I think I'm going Arizona, Kansas, either Kentucky or UCLA, and Gonzaga.
I think I'll take, I like Arizona. I'll take Arizona. I'll take Auburn. Let's see. Give me a second round loss to Texas for Purdue. I'll take Kentucky. Give me Kentucky. And then see, this is the hard one. I'll take Gonzaga, or not Gonzaga. I'll take Duke.
Okay.
It's hard to say though. Gonzaga is a weird team this year. You know what? Give me UConn in the East, West.
In the West?
Yeah. I'll take Arizona, Auburn. I mean, this is right. Like, haven't done enough research to make my bracket yet, but give me those teams and Kentucky.
All righty. This is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. First of all, just want to say to you before we wrap up, good luck this week on your surgery. For those of you who don't know, Pat will have to miss a couple of weeks of podcasting because he's getting ear surgery. Next time he'll be able to hear me a little bit better.
Yeah. We can hope. Probably not for a little while, but maybe. Can only hope.
Gotcha. Well, Oski Talk will certainly miss you. I think we'll have our editor, Tristan Kissick, filling in for you in the meantime. But we'll make sure to check in with Pat on his bracket and see how he's doing. That way you guys can still know if the Mr. Opinionated Catazone is going to be right this year.
Yeah, we'll see. What did I say earlier? I said Arizona, Auburn, Kentucky, UConn. All right. I'll take
Arizona, it. Auburn, Kentucky, UConn, with Purdue not advancing to the second weekend.
Yep.
All righty. Well, I think I went initially Arizona, Auburn, Kentucky, Gonzaga, a little bit more chalky. We'll see how it ends up. Would love to at least do a bracket where Illinois gets in there and take some teams like, I don't know, UCLA, Texas Tech, teams like that to go on a little bit of a run. But for now, make sure you guys fill out your brackets, join the Champagne Room's bracket challenge, and you can compare your brackets to mine, Patrick's, and the rest of our staff here But for now, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back later in the week to recap Illinois' first weekend of the NCAA tournament. And hopefully there's another weekend to talk about after that. But for now, thanks for listening. For Patrick, I'm Anthony on Selection Sunday. ILL.
I and I.